so far.
Welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, James the Fat Man Stevens.
Hello.
And a man whose personal and professional life require a good supply of body bags, Ryan Preston. And this week we have
surprised how often those come in handy.
And this week we have a special guest host, a person who's never been accused of being boring and who's my personal.
No, just her last name.
I've been boring for 24 years.
And a person who's my personal dealer on the most addictive substance on earth, and it's not the crack or the marijuana pills. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's Brianne.
And I have Girl Scout cookies. That's what he was talking about. It's not meth.
Okay. I was running through the drug list in my head, and I'm about to narrow it down.
You didn't catch the joke when I said the crack or the marijuana pills?
Oh, yeah, I caught the joke, but you didn't specify that it was cookies.
I was going to let it hang.
You always ruin your jokes by explaining them.
Yeah, well,
I mean, come on, it's not a joke if you have to explain it.
I had a lot on the list before I got down to Girl Scouts.
Well, the issue is even if I didn't explain it, nobody would get it. It's not like I'm naturally funny.
That's true.
Unless you get a really good look at me.
Well, you laugh at your own joke while you're explaining it, it makes it better.
Hey, as long as I think it's funny in the end, that's all that really matters, you know?
This is true. Yeah. I laugh at my own jokes all the time.
But in your case, they're probably funny than your case, though.
I have a young underling employee, so I get to indoctrinate him with all the things that I think are funny.
Oh, see, I work with children, so it's great because my daughter tells me I have more dad jokes than her dad does. So.
I believe that.
I was just telling everybody my least favorite dad joke of all time. Basically, I'll punch people in the throat. It's everybody's heard this at least 100 times. Picture your dad or some guy. Some magazine ad for a car, and there's some hot woman standing next to it. Like, oh, hey, look at this car. Oh, yeah, does the woman come with it?
Oh, God.
Yeah. That is probably the worst.
And it must be free, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. If I'm standing behind that guy in 7-Eleven, he's getting murdered in the parking lot.
And I got to say, in your husband's defense, I think the first 4 years I met him, he didn't say a single word.
No,
yeah, but I appreciate those people.
Yeah, he'll say something when it counts, and he'll totally catch you by surprise. Though, like sometimes he'll still say stuff to me, and I'm like, "Did you just seriously say that?" And we've been together for 15 years, so
you know, he's really, really freaking funny once he gets going. But I mean, Don't play Cards Against Humanity with him unless you want to lose.
Do it; it's hilarious.
Yeah. No, you should. It's awesome.
Yeah, he always sets up some of the best I've ever seen.
So I was looking at this week's arrest log, basically, because I look every day because inevitably almost once or twice a month there's somebody I know.
That's true.
It's 100% true. Yeah. There was somebody that I'm pretty sure I knew. So
didn't exactly go to a magnet school, huh?
No. Well, what's funny is, like, John's the one that's never been in jail.
Yeah. Right, yeah. He's like a scumbag adjacent.
Right, exactly. I've never been to jail, but have you met all of my friends?
I've actually said something similar. I used to tell people, so I said, I never hung out with all the popular people because they were dicks. And like, who'd you hang out with? I hung out with all, you know, all the druggies, all the miscreants. And like, they're like, why? It's like, because as long as you weren't a dick, they were the coolest people in school.
Yeah. Nice people.
The thing is that we weren't popular.
Pretty much. I think Bree was the closest to the popular. No, James and Bree, I think, were the popular one. Bree, because she was cute, and James, because he was handicapped.
I still have people coming up to me when I'm in my chair, and they're like, oh, yeah, you stay out through high school. Who the fuck are you?
I have that happen a lot. It was really funny. When I went to our, like, shitty so-called high school reunion, and like some random girl runs up and gave me a hug. I was like, I have no idea who that is. Obviously, we went to high school together, and not a clue.
Yeah, I never went to any of my high school reunions. I always thought that would be weird to not remember somebody. I've smoked a lot of pot since then, so I assumed I wouldn't remember about half the people, and they'd all be like, Brian, and I'd be like, you.
Yeah, see, I smoked a lot of pot back then, but I stopped, and I, like, I think my memories of faces in high school are all a little foggy.
Sure.
I wish I knew what my excuse is. I smoked a little bit of weed and don't remember shit. So did you guys know it's a misdemeanor to make an annoying phone call?
It's a misdemeanor?
Make an annoying phone call?
So,
well,
what constitutes an annoying phone call?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
So here, I saw this on the arrest log today, and almost made everybody what was wrong with me when I was at work reading it. So let's see, pretty much for a single occurrence of harassment by phone, PC653M, there's no crime unless the alleged victim can show that the phone call was placed with the intent to harass or that the language used by the defendant on the phone was a threatening nature or obscene. So to me, that's pretty much every call I get on my phone because nobody calls me except for telemarketers, a fake hotel chain, somebody who say I can pay down my college debt, which I don't have.
Yeah, I get those too.
I think I get
by far more just robotic phone calls than anything else.
I just don't answer my phone.
I got a robotic phone call one time from this like super deep man voice, and it was like, "Hello, this is Barbara," and I laughed so hard, like, "Barbara," like, which is because my grandma's name was
Hello, Barbara.
Barbara,
are you my father?
If all the robotic calls were like that, I would be much happier to receive them.
Agreed.
I've gotten a couple of good ones. One of my favorites was I had one call me telling me that my computer in front of me had a virus. I'm like, okay, what's the computer in front of me? Oh, it's a Windows computer. Okay. So which Windows computer is it? It's like, you only have one, you know, so he started listing stuff and I said, dude, you're batting 1,000 here. So why don't we just realize that you're full of shit and let's start over. And my other favorite one actually was a form of an email that said, They hacked my computers and watched me do horrible stuff. And I'm like, so my Facebook and Twitter feed? Because it said, oh, we saw your porn and the stuff you're doing. It's like, so unless it's Amazon looking for like Christmas gifts, I'm not sure if I look up anything obscene. So they're looking at the like bath bombs.
I still like the one that I had the guy on the magazine subscription.
Based on your browsing habits.
Oh, poor bastard. If my browsing habits makes him think what I think is perverted. Because my favorite thing to look at recently is there's a Reddit subreddit called Shitty Car Mods. Absolutely. There's that and there's an OSHA one, but it's all ironic. Like somebody working on electricity and there's a bathtub full of water. Just like random stuff like that.
I'm the one where the guy's
I had to delete my Reddit app. I was just a rabbit hole.
I love Reddit, but I've been able to control my Reddit addiction.
I've just had to completely avoid any conversations on the internet whatsoever.
Wait.
Yeah.
we're going to have to figure
out. It seems like the only sane thing to do at this point.
We're going to have to figure out this timing because Bree and Ryan are interrupting each other more than I interrupt Ryan.
Yep. Well,
there's probably like a half a second delay, so Shu might be halfway into a sentence by the time I started talking. I had to hear silence still.
Hey, Ryan, are you man-rupting?
Yeah, right, yeah. I'll move along to the mansplaining, and there was another great one I heard like 3 weeks ago, too.
Which one?
I don't remember what it was.
Huh.
There's a lot of things that apparently I didn't know in my conversation.
What did you say, Bree?
Stop manspreading into my conversation.
That one's my favorite one because it's, I'm 6'5". It's not like I can fit in a tiny space.
No space. Alrighty. Anyways.
So, I got another random one because I thought this was interesting. The UC system is trying to raise admission standards into college because apparently being a college-only education system in California is causing an issue where everybody's going to college. And so, because it's been successful... So each year, thousands of more qualified students apply to Cal State LA, more than any campus, LA, then campus has funding or space for accommodations. Now campus officials want to raise administration standards and shrink the fall 2020 class. I have an idea. How about have shop class? I don't know. Make, how to fix cars, how to do plumbing, how to solder, which I can't do.
Well, that's
they already have trade schools. But, you know, what's wrong with too many people getting a college education?
I'll kind of
they don't have a job for them, so then we have all these overqualified people working at McDonald's. But here's the thing that like pisses me off here. Yeah, raise your standards, or actually just go with them. Actually look at the people who are qualified instead of looking at their color or their gender. That should not even be included in an application. Read their essay, look at their test scores, look at their GPA. And actually take the top people that have applied for your school, you know, like based on their merit, not based on, you know, who they are as people or whatever.
You mean you want them to actually look? You actually expect them to do something like their job?
See, I've always thought that was weird because I understand why some of this, you know, had some of the admission stuff happened before. But now that we're in the 21st century, I mean, they're submitting applications to college on things people have no control over, like, I don't know, their race, their gender. Yeah. sorry, folks, you don't necessarily have control over your gender. There are genetic factors. I know that's kind of a shock.
I do have control over being a Nazi, so kill them.
See, now you guys can't really hate on that like you did the Das Boot episode of Real Flix Reviews. So the people who are still sending me stuff, you can fuck off. Seriously, I'm a little tired of it. I get it.
Well,
we're
all going to be called racist now, but the fact of the matter is that race and gender should not be included on an application for anything.
I agree.
It is kind of ridiculous.
If you want to actually be looked at based on your accomplishments and your effort, which is what you should be looked at for, then race and gender should not be on an application. You shouldn't be asking if I'm Caucasian or African American, or am I part Native American, or the five different varieties of Hispanic that they give you
Latino.
To choose.
They go Latino now.
Like, who cares if I'm male or female or whatever the hell people are calling themselves these
days? Your husband does.
And honestly, if you're going to ask gender, I feel like at this point it should just say penises or vaginas.
Hell yeah.
Well, I know what bathroom you can go in.
Here's the thing is, there's definitely a difference between gender and sexuality. I've never walked up to somebody and said, "What's your sexuality?"
No. Well, and I never would.
You know, it's just, and I never will. It's just, it's not only impolite, it's just, I couldn't care less. It's none of my fucking business. It simply doesn't come up in conversation. If I'm talking to a good friend and they want me to start referring to them a certain way, if they're a good friend, then I'll respect their decision. But I need to be aware of everything is like, makes no difference to me whatsoever.
I seriously.
If I see somebody walking around in a skirt and high heels, then yeah, I'm probably going to refer to them as she. Like, even if they have a beard,
I'm totally going to do that now.
There was this person that worked at Sears for a while that was clearly born a guy, and he or she was wearing all girl clothes. Every time I went in there, like, clearly was born a male, but was in there in like, you know, knee highs and a skirt and like Mary Jane's, like for some reason dressed like a Catholic schoolgirl with like a under her hair. So clearly I would have referred to this person as a female.
Didn't have a beard though, right?
No, this one did not have a beard, although I have seen that before. I used to work retail. You worked at Walmart. You know how it is.
I've seen more women with beards than they have guys at this point.
But I don't know if you ever went into the Staples. There was a I think it was Staples. It might have been like Office Max or something, but there was this lady that had like the most luxurious Magnum mustache. she was nice as all hell, but it always was like one of those things to me, like, why doesn't she shave? Like, was she just proud of her mustache? Like, it was a pretty nice mustache.
You know what?
As a woman, like, we're not expected to have those. Now, granted, my like Portuguese is coming out the older I get, and I one of these days I also have a luxurious mustache, but I will shave it or wax it or something because I don't want to have a mustache.
So the question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that really just has to come down to a personal choice. You know, you see people like that every now and again. You're like, okay, well, this person is has to be aware of this.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm just never brave enough to. I'd love to go up to somebody instead of saying, "Hey," go like, "So, what's your sexual preference?" I just, that's probably the most random question you can ask a person, and it sounds kind of fun.
I'm sure I'd call them something more random.
Sounds more offensive than accidentally calling someone that looks like a dude he.
Oh,
and that's how are you going to get mad at me for not knowing what you want to be called? If we are strangers, you may correct me if you like. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stick because, you know, making up pronouns is stupid. But, like, if I walk up to you, first of all, I'm not really going to refer to you personally if I'm talking to you as a pronoun because that would be weird.
talking in the third person by a gender pronoun.
Like secondary third person. Like, I don't even know how you would describe that kind of narration, but...
She said...
If I'm talking about you and you're not here, what difference does it make?
True.
I don't... The gender pronoun thing is kind of hard because... I don't know. I kind of just look on how you're dressed or the clothing type more than anything. Or if you're obviously a woman and you're stacked, it's like, okay, that's obviously a woman.
Stacked.
I'm trying not to be offensive here just because, which is weird because I try not to be offensive, but I cuss like a sailor on the show. So I kind of balance myself out.
Now, if you're a woman and you have huge tracts of land, then I am going to call you a woman. And and if you don't like that, then you can be like, I'm a guy. Okay, sorry about that. And then we move on. You don't have to throw a fit and sore, right?
I generally just don't care. I mean, I usually my default is ma'am or sir, just because I've learned it's easier. However, I have learned that some millennials hate it, so I've been doing that a little.
Young people generally don't like it. Young women generally don't like to be called ma'am. And I feel like if a lady's like clearly under 40, just call her miss. It'll make her day. I was once called sir from the back by a bag boy at Safeway. And it was really funny because I had short hair, but I was also wearing a hot pink sweatshirt. And I just kind of turned around and looked at him and he was like, oh, sorry. So it's like, at least he knew he saw my face that I was a female.
It's
because you got rid of that glorious mustache.
Yes, exactly. Got rid of my glorious mustache.
Yeah, but it was the ZZ Top beard that really confused him.
Yeah, the Amish, you know, beard with no mustache.
We live in such a weird time. I mean, I thought growing up in the 80s was kind of odd. But now we just seen a top, and I don't really hate on anybody for any of it, because, well, hey, you know, do whatever you want. I don't really care, but it's certainly a weird time.
People are so angry that other people don't understand their lifestyles. Like, I don't have to understand your lifestyle, honestly. I'm not going to belittle you for it. I'm not going to hate on you for it. But if I don't understand it, I don't understand it. And I don't care if people are gay. I get that. Like, that's not a big deal to me. I don't frankly care if people want to turn their genitals inside out either. But, like, why would you get mad at me for not knowing? That's the part that I have a problem with. Everybody has
or for just simply not understanding, or just saying, you know what, hey man, maybe that one might not be for me, like to understand. Yeah. You know, that might be for the next guy. And look, I'm all about intent. I mean, if you go out of your way to hurt somebody's, you know, hurt somebody physically or even just to be a fucking asshole and hurt their feelings, then you're a dick. And I don't think there's any part of society that really sort of condones that sort of shitty fucking behavior.
No.
But just to be like, hey man, look, I'm just gonna kinda stick with my OG biological definitions of man and woman and go with that, and to each their own. And if I know you personally, then wonderful. You know, I'm all for letting your freak flag fly. But not everybody has to be your friend. Not everybody has to be...
Exactly.
You know, like straight up on your side about all your opinions.
By the way, I just want to clarify, if I ever have a friend who's transgendered, gay, or whatever, if you're my best friend or you're a really good friend, expect me to talk shit about you. Because if I was transgendered or gay or one of, or a different race, all my friends would be talking shit about me.
Yep.
So just to let you know, if I like you, there's a good chance I've said absolutely horrendous stuff to you. Now, I haven't said it to Bree because she scares me a little, but...
You've had your slip ups.
If I decided to come to you guys and say I want to be called Amanda. Because I
joke at everyone's expense. That's the way that friendships are, though. Like, if we know each other well enough, like, we're going to bag on each other. That's generally what friends do. I mean, even my, like, 11-year-old and her best talk to each other all the time. I listen to them in the back of the car, and they're like, hey, Ellie, look at that trash can. Isn't that your house? I'm like, God, I love my kids.
Now, now the question is she brutal? Is she brutal to her friends like guys are?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Because there's
women are vicious, bro.
Like there's certain friends that I have that like I make jokes about. But like, well, you guys know Megan. Well, Brian doesn't. But like, she and I joke in a completely different way. And there are certain things that I would say to you guys and to most of the other people that I know that I would absolutely not say to her because it would hurt her feelings. So, like, you just have to know your audience.
True.
Yeah, and certain jokes me and James and Charmy will make to each other and you, I'm sure, to them as well. When somebody understands your sense of humor, somebody understands where you're coming from.
Right.
You know, and they get where the joke is.
Anything you want to me, and I will laugh. Like, I have a very dark, very dirty, very distinct sense of humor that I really reserve for a closer-knit group of people. And it's good like that. Like, if the people that I worked with knew what went on in my head, I would not be working at a school. And I'm like, I love kids. I'm great at my job.
So
I
Ryan,
mean, some of these kids are dicks, but like, what are you going to do? That's just kids.
I would say the best example of this is I've been friends with James for 20 years, and for 20 years I've been calling him a cripple almost nonstop. And it's funny because I've told people at work this, and I've even said it around people, and they look disgusted at me that I'm calling a guy in a wheelchair crippled. And you know, I've always wanted to turn to him and said, it's not like I kicked him down a flight of stairs yet.
Usually what I tell people when they first meet me and they're being nice to me and shit like that, I'm just like, just give it time. We'll stop.
Well, that I have a picture that I took from your wheelchair after I stole it from
you. Yeah.
What was it?
I
stole James's wheelchair and then was taking pictures of him.
Oh, that's right.
On the ground because I stole the chair and I was sitting in the chair.
And she wouldn't give it back until she got a picture.
That's right. I remember that because that was the only picture I remember seeing of you.
That's because that's the only picture Bree got of me.
Like, this is just the kind of friends we are. If you were on crutches, I might kick them out from under you. You know, like, it's all good.
but Ryan, so Bree is one of the Johnny the Homicidal Maniac fans that I know it was female.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's the kind of humor she has. She even loves Lenore, too, so...
Yeah, that's one of those things that you come across somebody and they're just, it happens to come up in conversation. Oh, by the way, I'm a Johnny the Homicidal Maniac fan. You instantly know so much about that person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was telling the teacher that I work with, because she like had a bag for a baby shower, and, like pink glitter, and she's like, I hate glitter and I hate pink. I'm like, oh, I love pink glitter, but I also like, you know, darkness and creepy moles and things. So if you like give me something creepy and throw pink glitter at it, like, I'm good.
Yeah,
a wreath of gold on my door and half of them are purple sparkles. Like,
let me ask, are you into the My Favorite Murder craze like every other woman I've ever met lately?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's apparently like the most world famous fucking podcast right now. It keeps petering back and forth between that one and Rogan. But it's just talk about murder all the time.
Oh, no, I watch a lot of those, like, murder shows, though. Like, every day I get home from school and I sit on, like, the ID channel and watch murder shows.
Yeah, that's
like
my
Forensic Files and things like that.
The entire murder she wrote and then started going with all the investigation discovery shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. Surrounded by, like, serial killer facts.
I'm totally watching like the serial killer documentaries on Netflix and stuff like that. I just find it really interesting. Like originally I wanted to get into psychology. But I didn't end up going that route. But I do. I find it really interesting. I mean, I've had some personal experience that makes it a little bit more, it's pretty close to home in, yeah, in some ways. And I do. I find it fascinating the way that people's brains work or don't work. Like, it's pretty messed up.
This is why I've been
2 degrees separation from like 3 serial killers.
Well, this is a reason why I've been doing the show for so long, because I've been trying to figure out how James thinks.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was ready to tell. So on that kind of darker type of thing, have you guys heard of Bendy and the Ink Machine?
No.
So my son has been watching YouTube. He goes through it all, and he found like these kind of songs about Bendy and the Ink Machine and video of people playing it. It's an animated, basically horror video game.
Oh.
And I actually got it the other day for him to play on it and stuff. And we take breaks because it's actually, you know, there's jump scares and other creatures like coming and get you and shit like that. But it is a very well put together game. And I had no idea about it until my son started watching all this shit about it. And it's totally dark, but in kind of like a 1930s, 40s type of setting. I have the amazing video game.
I have the description. The game follows Henry Stein, a retired animator who returns to his old animation studios from the 1930s. After an initiation invitation from his old employer, and discovers a nightmare of cartoon characters seemingly brought to life by the ink machine.
So the premise of this thing is, John just said, but what you kind of find out as playing the video game, there, it's the guy literally took the cartoons, made them through the ink machine, and then started to sacrifice them to some demonic being, which becomes Bendy. And that's the premise of the video game. But there are so many little intricate things in the video game that just make it really cool and really creepy. Like, they'll have like cardboard cutouts of Bendy all over the place. You go, and if you get an axe at one point, and I smashed it, turned without looking at it, turned right back, and immediately it was back together. So there's like little shit like that. You'll be moving around, and all of a sudden you'll see a Bendy cardboard cutout come and see you, and it'll appear in different places that it wasn't before. And it's really well put together, and I was amazed by it.
I love the name of the studio, Kindly Beast.
Yeah. But, you know, at first I was kind of thinking, like, maybe this isn't the best video game for my son. So, I started playing it. But, you know, there's no blood and real gore. It's all ink stuff, and it's kind of like a gray, almost black and white setting, and it's just a really well put together. Yeah, I was really blown away by it because I had not heard of it.
Oh, cool.
I'll have to
look it up.
Yeah. So it looks like it was released
in 2017.
It was initially released to Game Jolt on February 10th, 2017. Was fully released on October 27th, 2018. I've never.
What platform is this?
It's like on PS4 and Xbox One and computers. So it's on
iOS. It's the a mobile port was released for iOS and Android. Doesn't say if any of them, like, if there's a cost involved. My assumption.
No, they're free if you buy the little blind bags of their toys.
Really?
Yeah, so I picked one up because I went to Walmart. James was like wanting a plushie or action figures of them.
That's cool.
So go there. They're sold out of all the action figures, but they have the blind bags. You cut it open, and there's a free code to download it for your phone.
It's called blind bags?
Yeah, because you don't know what toy you're getting. There's like 9 different toys and shit.
Bendy and the Ink Machine is like a $6.99 app, or there's Bendy in Nightmare Run. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's
like a running video game.
That's interesting. Wow.
But you know, I haven't come across any foul language, anything really, really messed up.
So Bendy and the Ink Machine is a survival horror game that uses a mixture of puzzle solving, environmental exploration, and combat to aid Henry on his journey through Joey Drew Studios. Players explore through a first-person view and have a limited physical action, such as running and jumping. Different items can be collected, some of which are required to perform various tasks. So it's a basic platformer.
Yeah.
It's a first-person platformer.
But I was really surprised at how intricate and detailed they are in just different stuff that they put together in it. But
sounds interesting.
I was totally down with playing it. Like I said, I've kind of helped James as we play through it, but it's.
I've been looking for a new game because I'm a little bored of Red Dead. I actually got to start playing it again. I'm just going to mess around with it.
Brian, have you finished your, fifth playthrough now?
No, just the twice. Although I feel like I'm playing it again because I got my dad into it. He's calling me about every 20 fucking 5 minutes, asking me for tips and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, man, go to this spot, find this gold bar.
Oh,
that's hilarious. I really like your dad. That's pretty funny that he's doing it.
Funny.
Have you done online with him yet?
No. He's also got a PlayStation.
Oh,
Tommy. But yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, he doesn't really get into the online kind of shit either. It just moves too fast for him.
So, wait, what?
The whole pace of the game changes tremendously when you play online.
I got to keep up because he drinks piss water beer.
And stuff like that he can just kind of wander around and explore.
So does it go from being obnoxiously slow to insanely fast-paced?
Yeah, well, if you don't want to die every 5 minutes, you have to be able to react to somebody shooting at you in real time. So.
Yeah.
They're not terrible shots.
This is going to be a weird transition, but have you guys seen the trailer to Rocket Man?
Oh, the Elton John movie?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I saw
sort of like a teaser.
It looks, I don't know, it looks super interested. I mean, interesting. I'm not a big Elton John fan. Matter of fact, I was given his entire CD collection and I sold it for like $100. A best of will fit me, suit me fine for Elton John. But it looks interesting. It's actually, I'm not lately. None of the biopics that come out have interested me. I want to see the Bohemian Rhapsody too, but this one looks interesting.
Bohemian Rhapsody was great.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see if they actually talk about as many drugs as he's done.
Elton John.
Yeah, was a significant portion of the movie.
Okay, I was gonna say Elton John or Freddie Mercury because
him and Bowie did it in tremendous amount of drugs.
Everybody did back then. That's just what you did.
If I remember correctly, Bowie didn't remember doing at least 3 albums.
Probably.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I think they're the ones he made in Berlin, but I don't remember. Because I saw an interview with him and talk about his drug use, and it was super interesting. I'm not a giant fan of his, but I like him enough to be curious.
I like
a lot of Bowie. Like, there's definitely certain like periods that he went through that I'm just not really into. But like as a person, as an artist, I think he brought such a like a unique perspective, and he did so many experimental things. It's the same way I feel about Prince. Like, there's a lot of Prince music that I like. There's a lot of Prince music that I don't like, but I really respect his creativity, you know?
I feel the same way about Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga just kind of annoys the crap out of me, honestly. But, like,
I
don't get the kind of music, but I saw her play piano once, and I was like, oh, so she's just incredibly talented.
Yeah, she actually is.
But the music, the commercialized music that she puts out, I don't find it to be experimental or unique in any way, really. I think it's just poppy, and a lot of it is it's unoriginal. I mean, there is that one song that she came out with, and it was really funny because the first time I heard it, and I can't remember what it's called, but it sounded like just like Madonna, Express Yourself. And I was like, I was even on YouTube, like, I'm at like lining up the videos myself. Like, it totally sounds exactly the same. And I shit you not, like a month later, it was like all over the internet that Madonna's pissed that it sounds just like the fucking song. And I'm like, but it does.
I feel that way about Christina Aguilera. Cause she has some stuff I really like. Cause there's some songs you can see that she's tremendously talented, but most of her stuff, I'm like, oh, it's just retread pop crap. It actually, far as female artists who I really like is Pink. I mean, I don't like some of her music.
Pop is always rehashed.
She
has an awesome voice, a very strong, strong voice. And she generally has a good message to her music too. What's really funny, speaking of like talented people, have you ever seen the video of Britney Spears on Star Search when she was like 9?
Mm-mm. She could actually sing.
Holy crap. I was blown away, honestly. Like, whoa, why is she doing this garbage that she's doing? Like, she could actually sing.
Drugs are bad.
Probably all the cigarettes and drugs.
Pushback from the Disney days, you know?
She went back the other direction. And she was this over-sexualized 15-year-old to sell records. And
Miley Cyrus.
I don't think Miley Cyrus had it bad as Britney Spears.
No, because
for some reason, I remember even thinking it was weird being a little girl and she's like, well, I'm a virgin and blah, blah. And somehow that actually mattered. And it's just always kind of creeped me out that somehow whether she's had sex was somehow a selling point. And it just, especially if you look at her first music video, she's practically... Yep. She's in a Catholic schoolgirl uniform, and I remember hearing old guys going, oh, she's sexy. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, she's a child dressed up as more of a child.
Yep.
Yeah, no, she was so overly sexualized at such a young age, and coming out of, like, Mickey Mouse Club to do that,
right.
Like, holy cow. I mean, I know what I was like at 15, so I get it. Hormones are there, but like the adults in your life should not be pushing it even further.
Yeah, you
like you're still a 15-year-old kid. Like
you need somebody to say, okay, you know, back it off a little bit. Not some creepy music executive going, well, yeah, what I mean, if you hike up the skirt a little more?
Right.
Damn it, Harvey.
Hello?
Where our bread is butter here.
Yeah.
Wow, both of you started talking at the same time. We had a minor issue.
I was listening.
So
you must have some weird delay.
So ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, this is the first time we're trying an additional host. We're gonna be working through this, so sorry if this sounds like a mess.
Terrible.
But I'm having a blast. So
John made it sound terrible.
All 2.5 terrible. Of you were sorry. The person I don't feel sorry for is Miley Cyrus, because I originally did, because you're stuck in this very weird, like Britney Spears, you got to be some sort of Vestal virgin. Then the next thing you know, she's wearing a strap on in a concert, cussing people out and saying F Donald Trump. And it's just like, how do you skip from being some goody two shoes to somebody walking around singing with a dildo strapped to you?
I mean, honestly, her entire life is show business. Like that's the whole, like, she just started doing that show at like 11 or something like that. And before that, I mean, she's a Cyrus. She was born into the like spotlight. I don't think people like that know what a real life is. I don't think that they really understand reality. And now that she's older and looking back at that, I mean, you can see all of a sudden it's like somebody flipped a switch in her brain and she was like, oh, like,
being born into a mullet, what a rough life.
Yeah.
I could, you know.
It takes a certain level of maturity, and a teenager does not have that. Someone in their early 20s doesn't have that either. It's like shock value and attention and making money. I don't know.
No,
yeah, my coworker just turned 25. I keep congratulating him on his frontal cortex being fully developed.
I have to admit, I'm not quite sure how I would be. Actually, I know how it would be if I was Britney Spears' age and have that happen, or Miley Cyrus. I don't know if I would have turned out so well.
Wait, what? You turned out how?
Hey, I'm almost a fully functioning adult, minus my absolute love of cartoons and.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't bash cartoons.
I'm watching cartoons. By the way, I just watched Ralph Breaks the Internet the other night. Fuck, that movie's funny.
Yeah, it is.
I liked the new Spider-Man Into the Multiverse. I thought that was really well done, too.
I want to catch that one next week.
We just went and saw the new Lego movie, and the first Lego movie was freaking hilarious, and the second one was pretty funny, too. Like, they have good jokes, and they do throw stuff in there for the parents, and like, or just really obscure, like,
well, so do the Animaniacs.
Oh, dude, Animaniacs was fantastic. I miss all those old Warner Brothers shows, like Freakazoid, and like, I love.
Dude, I was just talking to somebody about Freakazoid the other day, man. Freakazoid was the shit.
He was John.
So cool. Yeah, I still own 3 of the seasons of Animaniacs.
Nice.
Now that I have a 2-year-old, I can't wait until it grows up a little bit so I can actually go to the movies, because I love my son to death, but the idea of taking him to the theaters makes me want to commit seppuku, because that would not turn out well.
You know, I waited until my son was about 5 and not as flipping out, you know, because they get squirmy and, you know, it's sitting in a theater for like 2.5 hours or even 90 minutes is a little bit tough.
Hey, I'm a twitching motherfucker, and I can barely, like, I'm always shaking my legs. Like my poor wife and in-laws, I'm always moving something just because I'm so fucking ADD. I got to be doing something to focus.
Our theater's up here. We have basically lazy boy chairs. So that's pretty nice too.
What did you say, Bree?
Nothing. It was mean.
You can always do that. We do it all the time anyways.
The amount of stuff I say to James.
What?
That's okay. I've said some really mean shit to people as soon as I say it, I'm like foot in mouth, and it was still also really funny. And
that's where I go with it. It's funny. Who cares?
Like, that was really funny, and I got you really good. So I'm sorry. I probably should have kept that inside. Like, it should not have come out of my mouth.
You're welcome to say whatever you would like to me, but there is a good chance I'll have a retort. It may be like 6 weeks later, but I will have a retort. You're going to get a random text in the middle of the night going, oh yeah, the jerk store called.
Yeah, they have you on
Sindel,
don't they,
John? They do. God, this has been another week where nothing interesting has happened. Like, all my news feeds happen to be of Trump. And I'm starting to block people on Twitter and Facebook. It's like, okay, I don't want to follow you. All you post is this.
Oh, poor Don.
Well, considering we've tried to get him on the show like 12 times and he keeps...
He was drunk at the bar. Yeah, what do you expect?
You can't expect anything out of that guy.
Yeah, lower your standards, Sean.
Down and like smoke bowl, and he's done. Like, you're not gonna get shit out of him. Yeah, like regular intercourse.
Wait, no, I don't even care. We're gonna move on.
now that James has kind of creeped out, I want to hear it just
I'm
to
not
watch him squirm.
Out, I'm really not interested. I mean, I had Bree and Don both calling me one right after the other. I know about all this shit, so, you know,
it's high school bullshit. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a image I found. It's a meme on Facebook. It said, never forget the great cocaine shortage of 1989. It's Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield, and Charlie Sheen.
That was good. Yeah. So my biggest thing that I'm seeing online right now is that stupid creepy ass face with the Momo challenge.
What is that? I don't want to click on any links.
What the fuck is the Momo challenge?
Supposedly, if somebody is like hacking into children's like videos and games, like Fortnite videos, which God stop letting your children sit and watch video game videos, fucking stupid, and like Epic Games and like all this stuff. And like telling kids to like kill themselves or hurt somebody or do something crazy and saying that, oh, well, if you don't do it, we're going to like kill you in your sleep or come after your family or whatever. And supposedly some like 12-year-old girl in some other country was stupid enough to kill herself based on these videos. So like I had to sit down and have a conversation with my kid, who I don't even let play games online because people are creepy. And then it's like all coming up like, oh, it's a hoax. I'm so tired of seeing this, blah, blah, blah. But it was getting passed around by the news sites because they're saying kids are seeing it popping up in YouTube videos and stuff. But if you've ever sat down and watched some kids' YouTube videos, like people actually will dub over it to get through the filters. So you think your kid is sitting there watching Peppa Pig, and really they're watching Peppa Pig with like a porno soundtrack.
Yeah, or you watch like 5 minutes of it and you as a parent are like, oh yeah, this is good. And then you walk away and the 15th minute of the video turns into something really fucked up.
Like somebody getting decapitated. Yeah, like,
sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
By the way, if there's actually anybody listening to it, this is why I suggest looking into a Plex server. It's perfect. It's like your own curated Netflix, and you control it. It's your own stuff, and you don't have to worry about that evil bastard YouTube or that bullshit fucking TV movie executive who tries to pull one of your goddamn videos because the bastard thinks he owns it. By the way, fuck you.
Oh, good.
What was that asshole's name?
I don't remember. I don't want to get sued.
Okay, asshole.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's pretty sad for people coming after a podcast for, like, mentioning a name.
I'd like to say I'm calm and cool and collected, but no, I was ready to pick it with axe handles and torches and, you know, just pretend he's Frankenstein's monster for pulling a video that of a movie I didn't want to watch in the first place. And which, by the way, is half the stuff on Real Flix Reviews. I really didn't want to watch Clockwork Orange, even though I kind of like it now.
I still have not watched that movie.
It's if it depends for me. If I watched it more of an essay, it was really good. If you watch just for shits and giggles, I don't think anybody's enjoying it. Or if you're stoned out of your mind, it may be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's some weird.
You'll definitely get that song stuck in your head.
Which one?
Beethoven.
Oh, the Ludwig. Not my Ludwig von.
No, not Beethoven.
Obviously, it's not stuck in your head.
Oh, no, man. And I said the joke hoping you wouldn't fucking call me on what song it was.
I knew it.
The song that he's singing while he's attacking that woman.
Oh, God, I don't
know. You know what song actually got stuck in my head? It's the song from Everything's Illuminated. It's like everybody
starts wearing purple.
Yes. Start wearing
purple. That Rolo Bordello song.
That song got stuck in my head for weeks, and
it's a great song.
Yes, until you let the lyrics, you're thinking this makes no sense.
It's because you're not wearing purple.
And it's like purple's my favorite color, or one of them. Hey, my bass guitar that I played for 6 months is galactic purple. It's a very cool color.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, why? All right. Yes. Whatever.
You don't like plum crazy purple? I'd rather have those cards attached.
No, I'm still thinking like that's a waste of a bass for only 6 months.
I played it for a year or more and just.
Memory is pretty shit. You know that?
Yes.
Okay.
That
out there.
I played it for a year or two. It was one of those things that I realized that I could play the notes, but I'd never really be playing the music.
Anybody can play a note on anything. It doesn't mean that they're actually doing anything.
You need to have a melody. Yeah, like rhythm.
Yeah, it was more important to me.
I'm doing semantics on John. Don't interrupt.
I just tell you to fuck off, James.
It's not going to be the last time either.
No. Yet you never listen. It's really important to me as a music fan that I'd have to be able to play the music. And since I knew I couldn't, I gave up because I just don't have that gene. My dad was a musician, so I'm hoping my son is. I think it just skips a generation because I can't hold a tune in a bucket if somebody held my head underwater.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
We should try it.
I think we really need to test that.
I'll stab James.
If you try different kinds of
buckets. That's going to stop me.
It depends.
You know I have three in my pocket, right?
You only got two hands, and one's going to be holding your head. So.
I can still throw one.
Keep
dreaming.
That's
why I have three. I can throw one at you, and I still have two.
Oh, yeah, I'll run away from you. What are you going to do then?
Throw it really hard.
I'll dodge.
Yeah, run serpentine. Got it.
It's not like James has great lateral motion.
Don't do a Rickon.
I was waiting for you to go there. I'm just going to keep on running in a straight line. And just hope the arrows don't hit.
He was a wicked good archer. So, I mean, who knows? He could have let him. And
well, if somebody's running, you do have to lead them no matter what. But they're a child, so just don't lead them so much.
You don't have to. You don't have to lead the right. You don't have to lead in front of them. You just have to lead ahead of them. That's easy. That's a great line.
This is kind of a weird.
Probably hit that.
This is kind of a weird nerd moment. But you know, ancient medieval bows could have a maximum pound pullage of 100 pounds.
Yep.
The Mongols reportedly had bows that were 160 pound pole.
Yeah. Do you imagine that? 160 pounds?
No,
I can't even lift that.
That's insane. That's lifting a grown man off the ground by his belt to your cheek.
Wouldn't you mean more like a kid? Because I highly doubt there's any grown men at this point that are 160 pounds. I mean, let's be honest. Are we talking about
Europe or America?
If it's America, it's definitely not that. Have you been to Walmart lately?
Unfortunately, yes. The Plasville one. That's why it's unfortunate. Oh, did I tell you that some dude at AMPM, I'm going to get my morning coffee, get in there, and the guy just comes up and wants to see if I want to buy meth.
Oh, my God.
Seriously? In the middle of Walmart. Or AMPM, I mean. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a while since somebody's offered me that. I really don't look like I do meth. I mean, I've put on a little bit more weight, so, you know, I don't know.
I've known fat methods before.
I was just about to say that. I used to work retail. I've seen a lot of fat meth heads, and it always confused the hell out of me.
And I've worked, like, fast food jobs, like, tons of fat meth heads.
That's a good point.
That always confused me, because you could see they're lit as hell, and you know what they're on, but it's like, how the hell are you that fat?
Oh, yeah. I worked with this dude. I think his name was Adam when I worked at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, several years later, ended up at, like, his and his old lady's apartment, and they were both fat, and, like, they pull out, and, like, they start smoking dope. And I'm like, how the hell are you still fat?
Not why the hell are you smoking dope.
No, how the hell is she?
I love a woman who says old lady.
Yeah.
I fucking love that term. I'm trying to bring it back to everybody.
I'm not a fan of the term. It just fits certain people. I do
it's
remember my
term of endearment.
My boyfriend.
I don't want to get pulled from YouTube because you're big mouth. So
we haven't yet.
No, we did once, because I'm a fucking record executive.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, but as sensitive as everybody is today.
Oh, God.
I just don't use the term often, because my, like, tweaker old boyfriend, who was older than me by, like, nearly 10 years, once introduced me to somebody as his old lady when I was 18. My old lady, and I'm like, fuck you.
The question, was he limping after he said that?
No, but he was all by himself because I went and got back in my car.
Because I don't know. I've never met a single woman besides maybe an actual old lady who likes being introduced as, hey, this is my old lady.
Yeah. No.
Because that.
I say, hey, this is my bitch. Like, no, we don't.
No, but if you said this is my bottom bitch, then that's a whole other thing. It's you know, there's some love implied there.
Yeah.
So is that how your girlfriend introduces you, Ryan? This is my bottom bitch?
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm just kind of hoping she introduces him, hey, this is my bitch. I mean, boyfriend.
I mean, I usually have the ball gag in my mouth, so I can't really, you know, argue with her.
So it's like that scene from Pulp Fiction.
Sort of. I do the gimp, like, hand gesture.
So, and that's how I communicate. So he had the best lines in that movie.
So do you think that's a reference anybody nowadays gets?
I hope so.
Well, if they're listening to this show, they're probably in that age category to understand it.
I have a feeling if they're listening to the show, that might be one of those fat meth heads. By the way, sorry, audience.
Yeah, the only way that people are listening to this right now is if they're pumping it into a prison.
No, I'm pretty sure that's against the Geneva Convention to listen to James in a prison.
Man, like, I care.
Right next to listening to anything made by Michael Bolton.
By Michael who?
Forget it.
I totally missed it, John.
Michael Bolton.
Oh.
Hey, there are several musicians that I would take Michael Bolton over.
I agree with that.
Like, that has little in front of it.
You know, this reminds me, I remember One of the things about the last Gulf War is they were talking about was cruel and unusual punishment was to be locked in a room and listening to like a Pantera for hours. And I'm thinking, I voluntarily did that. So how is that cruel and unusual?
Right.
Yeah. I'd pucker myself out from headbanging after a while.
Yeah. Like, you know, Kenny G, now that's torture.
Yeah.
I'll fucking cut a bitch.
You know? Neil
Biden. I'm definitely going to need to take my shoelaces if you're playing Kenny G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
there's so many things that I would listen to.
Every time I hear Kenny G, it reminds me of the dentist's office, because for some reason, every dentist's office I've ever been to has, like, the 24-hour Kenny G channel. You're having that thing going,
I think at this point, I only remember the shitty jokes about Kenny G sucking.
Yeah.
I know I've heard his shit, but I can't pick it off. You know, I can't be like, oh, that's this song. I mean,
by the way, technically, it's not sucking, it's blowing, but...
This is true.
Suck and blow at the same time?
But then a blowjob is technically sucking, so, you know, who knows?
So is that true, Ryan?
Yeah, technically.
Righty.
One can vary a technique, but...
yeah. Did you practice on your little girlfriends that you pick up? I mean, what would that be? I mean, that wouldn't be cold padding. What would that actually be besides necrophilia?
Felony.
Only if you get caught. All right?
Well, it's a felony whether you get caught or not. It's just a matter of whether you actually get the felony.
No, yeah, exactly. It's a felony on your record only if you get caught. So only if you get caught, you have a felony. I mean, it's basically your email, Bree.
Without being a felon.
What?
I said that was the email you used for so many years.
Oh, I didn't use that email for very long.
I know. But I think I still have it saved in your contact info.
I actually had to Facebook message Bree and go, hey, what's your phone number? I've got a couple listed. And she said, oh, it's this. It's like, oh, thank you. Delete, delete, delete. Somehow
which is funny because... The phone number I had before this, I had for like 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you've had this one for quite a while, right?
Over a year.
Yeah, over a year.
Apparently, I know I'm a digital hoarder. I didn't know it was a digital phone number hoarder because I've got phone numbers for people who I haven't talked to in years.
Do you still have all the phone numbers I've had?
People who are dead. So I haven't deleted Jeff's phone number out of my phone. I haven't deleted my grandma's phone number out of my phone. That makes me sad. I don't want to, like, it's like once I delete that number, it's permanent.
I just realized that I have the same thing. I have both my grandparents' phone number, and I still have Jeff's phone number and contact info in my phone.
I still have Jeff's last voicemail he sent me along with the text message.
He never left me voicemails.
He left me voicemails.
Jeff called me one time from Colorado just to tell me that he found somebody who had fainting goats because I always had goats. And, like, I just remember this phone call. He called me when he was in Colorado, and he's like, oh, my God, I went over to this dude's house, and he had all these goats. So, like, I remembered your goats, and I walked up to the fence and went, hey, goats, and they all just fell over.
That's awesome.
Phone call ever. Like, this dude, like, I freaked out. I thought I killed him, and it just turned out they were those fainting goats.
You had normal conversations.
Happened to him, like,
You had normal conversations with Jeff. The conversations I would have is with him is like, you know, I try to get as many people as I can get to watch Human Centipede because I wanted to be him as freaked out as I am about that movie. That's literally what he told me.
Yeah, I think I've had that conversation with him too, and I have not watched Human Centipede, and I never ever will.
See, mine was him going, "Have you seen Human Centipede?" "Yes, I have." "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I'm gonna take a hard pass on that movie.
It's not that bad. It's a little weird.
I think I told Jeff, if you get your mom to watch it, then I'll watch it. By the way, Jeff has a really cool mom.
He does. That's why I'm kind of like, you know, if Jeff sat there with her to watch it, he might be able to get her to do it.
I'm pretty sure Jeff would start. I think if he actually even asked his mom, he'd bust into flames. His mom is super sweet. And you talk to Jeff sometimes. It's like,
Yeah, where did you come from?
Oddly enough, this reminds me,
the milkman
30, 25, 30 years ago, I actually had an old friend of mine. His mom walked up to me and said, John, I really wish my son was like you. And it was like, I'm not quite sure if that's a compliment or not.
Maybe she wanted a reason to kill him.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, but you're one of those kids. Like, I was one of those kids, too, that was really good with parents. Like my daughter is the same way. Like, I get told all the time, like, oh, she's so sweet. She's so polite. She's all this. And I'm like, who? But I feel like, as a parent, like, if you know you can send your kid out into the world and other adults, like, think they're cool, then, like, you're doing okay. They can be assholes at home, and they can be assholes to other kids. But, like...
Yeah, as long as they know how to pull it together.
Yeah.
I've always been kind of... I've always basically been the same person. I've always been fairly nice with people until... Either I really get to know you, or you just really piss me off, like that freshman and that freshman football kicker when I was in high school. Well, this in high school, no, and when I was in high hair. Freshman year of high school, the freshman kicker used to go around in shop class touching everybody. He would always ruck around and touch me, you know, and so one day I got tired of it. I said, "Dude, don't touch me." He did it again. I put him against the wall, lifted him up by a shirt, and said, "Hey, how about you do if you do this again, I'm going to put you through a table saw." And apparently by lifting somebody up really freaks them out.
Well, if you want eye contact, John, you have to pretty much lift everybody up.
The other thing that really works well is when you're super calm and you like are nice and then you and that's always been I've never really it's funny because as much as people tell me like, oh, you're scary or whatever, which I don't really hear anymore because I've got my anger frame in check, but like
I never found you scary.
No. I'm
Well, you know my brothers.
I mean, I know that I have the capability to snap, absolutely, 100%. I know it's there. But it's very rarely happened. But the thing is like, when I get really angry, I get really calm. I go from being, like, the nicest person you'll meet to, like, losing my shit, you know? And I think it's that, like, total, like, reversal of personality. I don't know. I have this one guy who kept touching my butt at some show at Beth Hall one time. And like the first time, sure, it was an accident. The mosh pit was right behind us. The second time, like, dude, you're pushing it. The third time I punched him and he looked at me like, oh, shit. And then he moved away.
Wait, hold on. It's the Vets Hall. Does he really think any chick who's going to go to a Vets Hall concert wasn't going to punch him?
Right. Especially when I'm standing like right at the stage, like... Yeah, your hand might brush my butt on accident like once or twice when there's a mosh pit going on behind you, but when you get to the third one, after I said, don't do it again, we're done. And yeah, the look of like shock on his face, like he really didn't think I was going to do anything about it.
So since I highly doubt anybody from our hometown is actually going to hear this, the Veterans Hall is pretty much where they had all the hardcore concerts. So these were...
They moved around.
Most of the people who weren't there, you know, they weren't the preppies. They were pretty much the people who could fuck you up if they really had to.
Yeah, or so they were also like high as balls. And, yeah.
Well, I wasn't.
But it's just like we'd take a break and go out in the back alley and like pass a bottle and a couple pipes around and go back in and be totally chill.
I usually just left because I couldn't stand the sound of the lead singer voice cracking. One particular band was so bad, James and I walked out, and then everybody else followed.
Yeah, there were some bands that were pretty awesome.
Yes!
Back when you go outside for a smoke break.
Hey, Bree, remember Scribble?
I do remember Scribble. That was actually, I tried to go see them at Boardwalk. And I ended up just like hanging out on the front because Boardwalk is such a shithole. And there was a fight because it's also, you know, Boardwalk.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's the one that John is talking about. I think I finally remember the name.
The Shrieking?
Yes.
Yeah. And I suggested it might be that one when we were talking about this before, too, that it was probably Scribble.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know, there was another S name one. I forgot the name of it right now. Anyways, they didn't really make it very far, obviously.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. We're actually over time.
Yeah.
I've got another funny story just reminded me of it. The first time I saw Tool in concert, there the band that played beforehand was Tomahawk, band I've never heard of and haven't heard of since.
Me neither.
They basically said they hated Sacramento when people started throwing stuff at them.
That's funny. Well, yeah, we saw Crystal Method opened for them. And I never realized Crystal Method was just one guy.
Ah, that's hilarious.
It was just one dude with a big ass, like, DJ booth, essentially. And it was cool. But it was just really bizarre. Like, he got up there and I was like, who the hell is this guy? And then, it, like, he put his, like, lights on behind him. It was like the Crystal Method. I was like, oh, shit. First of all, didn't know they were still around. And second of all, didn't realize it was just one dude.
I got to say, though, I love seeing Tool in concert because you never know what Maynard's going to actually walk out on. One of the times...
Find him for like the first two songs.
Yeah, right? Because he's usually behind something. He's usually like the
He came out in like full riot gear, so he was all in black, and he went and stood next to the drummer.
The first time I saw him, he had a black streak down his face, kind of looked like the center light of a road. And the second time I saw him, he went out in a dress. And I'm thinking, it's a good thing you're tiny, dude. Because there's no way you're going to find a dress that fits you if you're my height. Because he's tiny. He's like 5'5". I think a relative of mine, or a relative of a relative, actually went to, she went to use the restroom, and there was Maynard washing his hands in the women's restroom.
Nice.
And she was looking eye to eye with him. And it's like, I got to say, that would be kind of weird walking in. It's like, hey, aren't you the dude from Tool? Hey, in Perfect Circle,
don't
you have
tell
hair.
Me.
So anybody else have anything before we wrap up this episode?
I don't think so. Thanks for having me on. That was nice.
Thanks for coming
with you
on.
Guys.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for being the one brave female, as the incels say, for showing up on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the California Pride, the Fat Man, and, well, whatever Ryan is, and Brianne, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.